Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. And as always, this is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. And as always, I'm trying to give you content right across the weekend, not just the week. So if you appreciate that and you want to buy me a coffee, there's a link below to enable you to do that, if you feel so inclined. If you don't, that's fine. Right, what I want to talk to you guys about is one of the big things that I guess we've been talking about for some years now has been what went on precisely in the care homes during the COVID tyranny. Yeah. And, you know, as you said, as you will remember, we basically called them out. We said, well, what you guys seem to be doing is you are culling our elderly. You move them out of hospital. You put them into this care home environment, and then they were midazolamed or they were morphined to death. Right. Oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, is it? Here's a headline from the Daily Mail today. Quote, were COVID patients left to die against their wishes? The care homes were under pressure to issue do not resuscitate forms. Signatures were forged on vital paperwork, and helpless families kept in the dark about their loved ones' final hours. This is an investigation that they have had. And of course, it's very sad because, you know, although these are numbers, they're actually human beings. They were people's mums and dads in these care homes, loved ones. And it appears that there was essentially an understanding from the government, oh, what a surprise, that, you know, DNRs were basically, do not resuscitates, were being essentially put in place across the care homes so that if an elderly person started to go downhill, well, they did nothing to help them. Now, there's a problem I have with this particular bit of research because it says, oh, the elderly, they were dying of COVID. No, and you know, they were dying of COVID. We could have helped them, but instead we put a DNR on them and we forged paperwork. Oh yeah, I'm sure all of that went on, but they weren't dying of COVID. That's the point. The real wickedness here is that these elderly patients were being methodically culled by the care home authorities through the application of midazolam and morphine. Very, very powerful sedative drugs, basically putting the elderly patients on a pathway to death. Now, we shouted about that, if you remember. This happened in March, April, May of 2020. So it's 4 years ago. We talked about it then. 4 years later, all these creepy mainstream media journalists suddenly say, was there something a little bit not quite right, a little bit shady going on? You bet. You bet there was something shady going on. You bet our elderly were being genocided. That's what was going on back, excuse me, in the spring of 2020, because it was by killing the elderly in this way, in the care homes, that they got the numbers shooting up that they needed to sustain the psyop of the deadly virus that never existed. That's what was going on back at that, you know. And the thing is, we've been clear about that, I think, on our side of the house, in the alternative media. We've been clear about that now for a couple of years. And even more mainstream figures like Andrew Bridgen is very clear on what was going on in the care homes. Basically, the care homes were the killing fields. They were the killing fields for elderly people, excuse me, who had no chance. Because if you remember, not only were they being midazolamed and not only were they being morphined into eternity, but relatives weren't allowed to see them because it was just too dangerous. DNRs were being put upon them. It was all, it's possibly one of the worst crimes against humanity I can conceive of. And that's what was happening here. And it happened across the world, across the West anyway, in care homes as they came for our elderly. I mean, it was shocking what went on back then. And so now there's a sort of tacit admission from the mainstream media that, well, maybe something wasn't quite right. Maybe something could have been done a little better. And yes, maybe there was a little bit of pressure from coming from government. No, 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 no. That's not what was going on. No. This was contrived. It was almost done on an industrial scale killing, as far as I can see, of these elderly, vulnerable people with no regard to their to them or indeed to their family's feelings. It was just, you know, look, we've got to get the numbers up. If we're going to convince people that COVID's a deadly virus, we need to see the death count rising. So that's why the death count rose amongst the elderly, because the elderly were essentially being murdered in their beds, in the care homes, where they'd been transferred from the hospitals by the wicked, evil government, and all involved deserve to be put on trial in a Nuremberg 2.0.